Episode commencing in 3, 2, 1. Episode initiated.
Ain't no Fritos up in this cowboy hole. Yeehaw, and saddle up for a time-boggling, mind-bending Western adventure canceled before its time in this week's episode of Outer Crit Range. This is your rootin' and tootin' GM Patrick here, playing cards and hooking people into the hole in my back yard, and joining me in having morally gray, dark sci-fi Western adventures are my five friends and your players. To my far left, a religious kook with land to boot. It's your Jibber Jabber and away a champ from Hey Jibber. Across the digital table from me, a future version of yourself who's all about yonder hole. It's Miles Believe, make it believe it's redacted. Hey, Miles.
Good evening.
To my right, a time-displaced cowboy who's seen mountains disappear while it's Tyler talking to his prey deer.
Why, hello there.
To my immediate left, perhaps your daughter coming back to hunt you down in the future? We have Drew down to play Zelix Thel.
Hey, y'all.
And across from him, someone who likes to threaten people with whole exiting and Frito not having. It's none other than Rebecca rolling with Asher and Sky.
Hello.
I realized that intro probably didn't make a lot of sense if you didn't watch Outer Range.
I've watched like the first episode. I meant to keep with it because I did like it, but I lost complete track of it.
Is that the one on Amazon? Is that on Amazon?
Yeah, it's on Prime.
I thought that was the one with like the barn animals.
Well, I mean, there are animals.
There was like a farm and maybe there's chickens in it or something like that.
It's so generic.
Home on the Range. Home on the Range. That's right. That's right. Very similar films.
The classic Disney bomb.
Yeah, the classic Disney bomb. I thought that's what we're talking about this week. That's why I had a cowboy accent.
We're talking about really the Josh Brolin vehicle.
Yes, the vehicle that will transport him to his grave. It's one of those shows that it's like, how did this get made? It's so weird, you know?
I think that's why I like stuff like that. I mean, and Apple does this kind of thing too, is like they will pick these properties.
Are we talking about Apple
TV
on this episode and on episode again?
Oh, we're not like allowed to do this.
I know. We're talking about
they pick these cool sci-fi projects that are really wild. And it's always kind of a roll of the dice because sometimes they do very, very well and sometimes they just do not land at all.
Well, the main ones that they've done on Apple were adaptations. I think this is just like, you know, a straight up original property. I don't think it was based on anything, but
yeah, this isn't based on anything in particular.
Sometimes those can be really good. I will say, you know, the cast that it has or had, obviously Brolin is excellent in it as our titular ranger landowner. And the basic premise, he just has a giant hole, like a bottomless pit on his ranch, and it has all kinds of crazy elements to it. And
yeah, is this a Yellowstone?
I mean, it might as well be. Might as well be.
Patrick, you are coming in a little hot. Maybe.
Yeah, I am.
We were born that way.
Bounce, and that's perfect because we gotta go.
Yeah, we're in it. We're playing Starfinder right now. And there's no time for a last time on because you guys know what happened. You entered into a combat and then leveled up in the middle of it to level 12. And that might save you. I don't know. We'll see.
That sounds right to me. I'm going to say it's all correct.
But we don't even have time to talk about what you got. Hopefully you'll use what you got at level 12 in this combat because first up is Rebecca. Rebecca, we're starting back over at the top of the turn order. I think turn four, but you're dazzled. And just a reminder, you got a couple of soldiers in the crater here, along with Watcher Cruel Veth. This one's been hurt down here. And then up on the ridge, you got some snipers. Big old snipers. And it looks like where we left off, Zilix was rushing up there to deal with them. Everyone else down here in the crater. What would you like to do?
I think I'm going to continue to help my friends here on the ground for now. I'm going to turn toward the guy on Pradier and shoot at him, them.
Go right ahead.
Working on it. That's a CR 20 or lower on the trick and 29 to hit.
Yes, yes, that is a trick and a hit.
Yay! Does a lot of damage.
What are we talking about 40, for damage?
42?
It doesn't seem like a lot for you. Oh, looks like you had some... Oh, wow. Old ones and eights on the... Oh, no, you had a two in there, too. So it was pretty average, I guess, on the trick damage. Okay. 30, 42. That looks correct. Okay, that guy is not dead.
They are flat-footed, yet. Though.
He is bloodied, this one that's right on top of Pradier.
I mean, technically he's 20 feet up, but that's okay.
Oh, I forgot about that. I wrote it on the map.
You wrote it on the map.
To remember, and I forgot all about it.
So I think I'm still flying in my jetpack for what it's worth, so very well in range.
So is this guy dripping blood on Pradier now that he's bloodied?
Beat up.
It's real messed up. Okay. That'll bring us to their turn, and I think this guy is going to shoot down. I guess he's got to shoot at Rebecca. You shot at him. Just kind of makes sense. The guard will fight you off. It's going to be a ranged attack. We're just going to do one attack against you. Blasting attack. Okay, four on the dice. Probably not going to do it against your EAC. That is a miss. This one is going to make a melee attack. The other guard in the crater against you, Jabert, against your KAC with the Shadow Staff. Three on the dice. Okay, well, don't like where this is going. Let's get some sniper shots. I think these guys are going to kind of move towards the top of the steps here to get a good old shot at Zilix. And just make a couple of sniper shots. Drew, what is your KAC again?
30.
Okay, one strikes true, and there's one miss. They don't really have a good view on you, so we are going to just do just a little bit of sniper damage. 16 points of piercing damage. And then these ones up top are going to make we'll do a trick attack against Rebecca, and then attack. So I'm going to roll 2d20s. Trick goes off. What is your flat-footed, guess, EAC, Rebecca?
It's normally 27, so 25.
25, okay. Mm-hmm. And my second attack was an 11. That is just a hit, so we got another. A sniper shot ringing out across for you. And roll that damage. Mm-hmm. 34 points of damage.
Ow! Okay.
We'll try another sniper shot against Jabert as well. Jabert, how are you doing?
I'm hanging in there. I've got a few more SP since the attack.
Wow, there it goes.
Okay, all right. This is like my third crit. All right, so fortification 20%. Go ahead and roll that for me.
Unfortunately, the 20 is the trick attack, so you are tricked. But the 6 on the dice is going to be a miss.
Thank the Lord.
They can't all be 19s and 20s last week.
Good gracious. I was about to have a lot of big feelings.
Yeah, you can hear it in Jabert's voice when...
Okay, let's go. You want some? Let's do this. You want to get nuts? Let's get nuts. Okay.
Let's get nuts.
Asher and Sky are out of SP, by the way.
Get nuts, I think.
Thank you.
You can make an attack of opportunity, Bert, because... Watcher Krulveth is going to activate their jetpack and fly into the air.
Great. Good.
Good.
Do it, Jabert.
I really should have brought a jetpack.
Let me see that green. Yeah, we're all realizing.
Oh my gosh, it was so close. Nice. It was so close.
Oh.
27.
Against KC, it's going to be a miss. That will... Okay, and then they're going to make a ranged attack. You see dark purple energy kind of like flowing out of the crystal in the middle of the crater here and empowering them to shoot down a ray. A culling ray attack. And this is going to be against EAC. Bow. Dingo dango. Natural one. Alrighty.
Oh, yes. This week is so much better.
Don't like to see that. What if it's the like one... good fumble card that's like you actually hit the other ally.
You know, we are level 12 person. Now which is Drew's favorite number, right, Drew?
Oh, yeah. And lucky. You know what? You also get your level rerolls back, so.
Ooh.
You guys, almost everyone used them at level 11 on that space combat fight. Okay, natural one.
Did I use mine?
This is an energy. I think you're the only person that didn't, Miles. What's it
I'm
like?
I'm so bad at using my reroll.
What's it like to what's it like to suck?
It's that big Drew energy where I don't use the things I have in my inventory.
Except I did use it this time.
I was about to say. It's Miles energy now. This is an energy attack, so Oh no. This is called overload. Attempt an engineering check. If you fail in one round, okay, reroll the attack against yourself and each creature within 20 feet of you. All right, well, he's moved up into the air, so it's weird in one round. Okay, I've rolled a 15 on the dice, but I might not have engineering with this character. Let me just double check, because they're like the boss.
That's really weird for a spell. That's a spell, right?
No. I think it's just like they're in Tropic Strike, but they have like a ranged version of it.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Oh, man. The spell crit fail is so much worse. It's summon a random creature of the same level and the creature attacks you.
What?
That's awful.
So they don't have any engineering. So this 15, it's just going to fail automatically in one round, reroll the attack against yourself and each creature within. So it's like their entropic energy is going to explode on them. Don't let me forget that.
Try.
That is the Culling Shadow cultist's turn. Drew, you are up next with Zilix.
Zilix is already in a sheath array, but we're going to reform it. And you see him looking around, seeing that Cruelveth has taken flight, Alindra's taken flight, and these guys are
Alindra?
Who? Alindra, who?
Alindra's here?
Yeah, Alindra. Whoa. She showed up.
Where's Alindra?
She's got the
planet side, right?
She pops up right here and one shots all these snipers on the ridge.
Yeah.
Asher and Sky are flying.
And then she says, Zilix, I've always loved you, but also I always loved Neck. Ah, you're my favorite.
I don't know what it is about the two of you.
But okay. Zilix, seeing the need, you see his nanites shimmer, and you see a cloud of dust under his feet as he takes flight.
Oh my gosh.
He's a flyman.
So useful.
Yeah, it's extremely useful. This is lifting nanites. Your nanites provide you with enough thrust to take off into the air. When you form your sheath array, you can spend a nanite surge, which I am doing, to gain that. And then now I have a base fly speed equal to my movement speed, my base movement speed. And so now I can fly. So my movement speed.
So you got that going for you.
They fly now.
I guess I don't get fleet with this because that would not be my base speed.
We talked about that last week. Well, you do not. Right.
So with that said, that means I can move 30 feet, but does that include moving up into the air?
It's difficult terrain moving up, so each 5 foot is 10 foot.
All right, so I'm going to go 10 feet up, and I'm going to go 20 feet to the north to try to get close to solid ground over here. So I could.
I mean, do you have both your move and your standard? Because you could double.
Forming the array again would be my move.
Okay.
There's no reason for me to do that. I'll just go 20 feet forward. There's not really a reason not to do that because I'm flying.
Sure.
I don't need to be on the ground again.
Sure, sure.
Thinking two-dimensionally.
Redacted is next.
Oh, boy. Let's see. What to do? Actually, I'm going to take a shot at the one that's threatening old Jam from there.
My hero.
Yes, I am.
until
I roll a one.
Right.
That's a 26 to hit.
Against KAC is a
hit. Woo, 20 points.
First bit of damage on that one. That takes us to Jamfram.
Oh, it's a me. All right. Well, there's the last person I can reach. I turned my attention to him.
Did you not level up and get new wings at the level up?
Turns out I didn't get wings
like
at
all
this
the cool
level up.
Kids.
Nah, I got nothing. I got my bab went up one. So that's what I got. Let's see. What is my... I'm going to fight defensively here and just make an attack against this guy. Like I do. Like I do. For 30. 30 to hit.
Is a hit.
Oh, yeah. For 30 points of slashing damage.
Okay. We're down to the bottom of the turn order. Then, Pradier, back to you.
How high up is the Watcha?
Just 20 foot.
Okay. I've done a hypotenuse calculation. Mm-hmm. And if they are 20 feet high and they are 15 feet away from me, mm-hmm. going flat, that means they are actually 25 feet, which is perfect because I have a 30-foot cone I would like to cast up into the sky.
Oh, cone.
Casters.
A what? Cone.
What, what's the spell?
Fear.
Oh.
As a fourth level spell, it is a 30-foot cone-shaped burst. Each target must succeed at a will save, or you don't want to fail this. This is a bad one. This is the one where you don't want to fail.
I actually heard that he did. He told me in conference that he absolutely wanted to fail this.
He
one.
Wanted to fail.
Before we started recording, yeah. I was like, great news. Miles, do not tell anyone, but I want to fail at a fear spell so bad. But you cannot tell anyone.
All he was talking about when
he was
history was failing one of these things. So
here he is, blabbing my greatest desire in all of Starfinder-dom. Well, okay. This is...
I believe in you, man. You can fail it.
This is an enchantment, huh? This is not a necromancy spell.
Fear is enchantment, emotion, fear, mind affecting.
Okay. I have no immunities or resistances to that. So what's the DC we're looking to hit?
21.
Okay. Krulveth and... All right. Somehow... I don't understand this one a bit. Somehow Will is their worst. So let me roll for the Watcher's Soldier Guard first.
Sounds great.
An 11 on the dice is a 21 is a success.
Okay.
And for Krulveth, a 6 is a fail.
That's nice. Let's do this. I was going to do it to Krulveth, but let's do it for the minion. Mm-hmm. We're going to use an 11th level feat called Bear Down. When an enemy succeeds on a saving throw against a spell you cast, you can spend resolve points equal to 1/3 your level and another spell slot of equal or higher level. The enemy re-rolls their saving throw with a -2 penalty to the roll.
Okay, I'll tell you, if I roll that 11 now, it is going to be a fail. But I rolled better this time.
Okay. So... the success means that you're shaken for one round.
Got it.
Failure is the condition panicked. You drop everything you are holding and flee at top speed along a random path from the source of your fear, as well as any other dangers you encounter. You cannot take any other actions. You take a -2 penalty to ability checks, saving throws, skill checks. If cornered, you cower and don't attack, typically using the total defense action in combat and nothing else. You can use special abilities, including spells, to flee. You must use such means if they are the only way you can escape.
Are you guys? Is this a level 4 version of fear?
Yeah.
My goodness gracious.
Yeah, it's really good. Strong. It's really strong at level 4.
I mean, this is kind of good for Krulveth. Krulveth's like, no! You get inside their head and they're like, no, I'm going to live.
Good news, at least regarding the duration, it's for an entire minute, which is 10 rounds of combat.
Oh, man.
Okay, so I've got them over here. They're moving up and trying to get out of the crater I guess that'll be on their turn. Yeah, their weapon is still going to explode, or their entropic energy is still going to explode on their turn. Turn 5, Asher and Sky.
Okay.
Back to you.
I'm going to shoot at the same guard that is now, shaken? Staggered?
Yes. Shaken.
And flat-footed. It's a 14 or lower on the trick. And
tricked.
32 to hit.
Hit.
Barely read that on roll 20. I didn't want to say that.
Looks like 51 points of damage.
Sounds right.
51. And this is the one that's above Praetor here?
prettier move. Yeah. Yeah. The one you're circling. Yes.
Okay. All right. It's very hurt, but he's still up. As we get to their turn, I'm going to go ahead and make Krulveth's critical failure. I think maybe with you getting in his head, yeah, his, you see the energy surging around his hands and then his arms, and he's like building up the same kind of entropic black purple light, like a big orb of energy that he doesn't seem to be able to control, kind of encapsulates him, and then you see it kind of expanding like it's about to explode on the guard up in the air next to him. He's gonna make an attack against himself first. So, all right, well, there's a okay roll. There's a 14 that is going to hit because of the way attacking is so much better. Or I guess it's like basically the same thing as your armor class, at least for monsters here. So that's definitely a hit. And how much does his range does? Less damage, but still a good amount. Okay, I've rolled 15 on 2d12. This is the first bit of damage he's taken. He's doing to himself. But the more important thing is he's going to... This could also hit his guard, which it does. And if I roll high enough here, yes. I've rolled 11 on that dice, damage dice, and that is 24 points of damage. He had 20 hit points left. The guard that was flying in the air falls to the ground.
Kill steal!
Dead. Got him. And as that happens, I think you see actual fear as well as the spell fear cross Krulveth's face as she looks down at the crystal and starts screaming, Miss Saxonoi, save me! Save me! Yeah, this one on you, Jamfrum, is like, come back! Commander! What did you do? He's going to make a single strike against Jamfrum. A 13 on the attack is going to be a hit, I believe. Let's double check for the guards.
Oh, yeah, you're KAC.
I was about to say, no, you're in. This is KAC, and you're in defense mode, so maybe it doesn't hit. 36.
40.
Yeah, that's what I figured. All right, then we got some snipes happening and some less snipes. You see these two that are kind of bearing
snipes
down. One of them's like, oh, it's Bet on Draelic.
Never pay your taxes. It works out every time.
The Zilix always ice skating up craters. What do we got here? They have jetpacks as well, Drew. I hope you know that. So it's sky battle time, as these two are going to activate jetpacks. They're going to drop their sniper rifles and come at you. Come right at you with
in your direction, even.
Tactical knives. Yeah, they'll be able to get to you, but then we're going to make a sniper attack against somebody. Let's see who we got down here. I guess I got it's only a D3. Turn Sky getting tricked in a snipped. A trick probably fails. Attack probably fails. Jam from.
That's me.
Try you as well. Trick critically fails. Attack fails. Okay. This was a very short turn. Drew, Zilix, we're back to you.
All right. This is saving me some time. But I'm the only one up here with four of these guys, so it's been nice knowing everybody. Zilix spins a nanite surge, and you see him sort of hulk out as just gets this animalistic rage to him as he activates his swarm strike capability. And let's do one swarm strike to each of these guys.
Oh.
No, not that.
Natural one. Oh, I've got the cards out still. But you have the option. Do you want the cosmic crit? Critical fails? Do you want the official critical fumble?
Because I'm
deck?
Going big. We're not taking this back. Cosmic crit fail deck.
Oh boy. I'm just reading the name of this and it looks like you might have gotten lucky. Submitted by Rabbit. This is called Annoying Eyelash. When you swing at the target, they definitely block you, creating a puff of dust where you connect and the dust gets in your eye. And in blinking, an eyelash gets stuck in one eye. For your next 1d4 turns, you suffer a -2 penalty to attack rolls. That's actually pretty bad. Use a standard or move action to clear it. Do you want to roll a d4 for me? I guess there's no save on this. This is pretty rough, Rabbit.
Yeah, but I mean, I've already committed to the full attack run this time, but...
Yeah. Oh, maximum, yeah, right. Of course.
But I can just use it next time, right?
Yeah. Make your second attack. Let's see if this
minus
eyelash...
Minus six minus this two. Time.
Ooh, boy.
Find the other side of the die.
Ooh, 32 to go. Hit.
That's a hit.
For, wow, low damage, though. 19.
Oh, well, that's the first damage on this one.
Do I have that right?
Redacted, we're on to you. There's one target left here in the crater.
Yes, there is. And Redacted is going to take another shot at this one that has still not learned the lesson to stay away from Jamfram. No one hurts Jamfram but me.
Oh.
And it's a natural 20.
That was like a 16 or whatever on the dice, and then like other dice hit it. I was like, oh, I was a roller coaster of emotions. Crickle, shout out to one of our folks that supports us on Patreon, where we have all of Deadman Roll No Crits, which you can listen to for free elsewhere. Currently, we're doing episodes of a game that Bert and I played many years ago in Agents of Edgewatch, a little bit of our home game during the pandemic. And we're going to have Starfinder 2nd Edition stuff on there, which I'm very excited about. Some Starfinder 2E playtest, which is really hard not to talk about because I've had a good time with it already. Had a very good time with it already. Okay, let's give a critical shout out to James B. James B, thank you so much. B as in boy. Boy, thank you so much for supporting us on Patreon. Do you want a card, Miles? With the critical hit, official critical hit card. The answer is yes, because I don't think you have a critical effect.
Yeah, I guess so.
On your accelerator rifle, it's not bad damage. You can always have some kind of fun effect here. With this, does just piercing damage,
right?
So kinetic.
Or wait, let me double check. I thought it might be burn.
Okay. Doesn't do anything here. Ooh, bullet with your name on it. The target is shaken for one round. Will save negates. Okay, they are shaken, but there is an extreme piercing on this card. Right in the battery, one randomly determined piece of the target's equipment loses half its HP and gains the broken condition. Oh, boy.
That's annoying.
What does he got on? I gotta go.
You're welcome, Jamfram.
Gotta look at all his gear. Well, this is soon to be your gear, probably. So you're just getting a broken thing. I mean, he does have a jet pack. We know that for sure. He's got armor. He's got the shadow staff. It can only be the shadow staff or the armor. Do you want to roll 50-50? Low is
yeah,
armor?
Let's do it.
If you break his armor, he takes a negative to his AC. If you break his weapon.
Roll like a D4 or something?
Yeah, any dice. We're just doing high-low here. Any even numbered dice. Yeah, D100 reward. All right, so that's his weapon, the shadow staff.
Yes!
Is broken. And he is also, he also has some other negatives there. And we're taking that full damage as well, crit damage. So 35?
35.
Okay. And that is going to be enough to bloody him. And take us to Jamfram's turn. You got this guy.
I hate to jump in here.
Oh,
then don't.
Well, I kind of have to. Anytime one of my allies crits an enemy, I spend a resolve point and force them to make a will save against being confused. Plus, they're going to take a bunch of negatives.
Who, me?
No. Bad guy.
I was going to be really pissed at you.
Is this a new thing?
This is a brand new thing. Oh, this is a Mystic exciting. Connection.
And I'm sorry, a will save?
You're making a will save.
Really? I've not been
DC,
rolling.
I think it's only DC 20.
Ooh, DC 20. I think that is just a success.
You're shaken.
Okay. Oh, wait. Shaken affects your...
No, you were shaken from the...
You're already shaken.
You're already... So you're taking a minus two.
Oh, because of the crit fail card, right?
Yeah.
I just read like 30 seconds ago, the thing that I read with my voice. Yeah, shaking is... Oh, excuse me. Shaking is minus two to everything? Yes. I remember how to play Starfinder 1E. Okay, well, I was right at 20, so that is a fail. What is this? Confused as well?
You are now confused, and you get to take negatives based on my sow doubt ability, which is I get to I can choose a bunch of things here. I'm going to choose that you're flat-footed.
Shaken. So you, flat-footed. Broken weapon. Confused. Okay, good. I'm sure he's going to be very combat.
At this point, he's just put his head in the sand.
He's very combat effective. Sorry, Jamfram, it's your turn.
It's your turn. Have fun.
Good, good. Yes, yes, yes. Sounds like a good opportunity for two attacks now that his guard is down.
You have phase blade, so these are against EAC.
Yeah. Whee! So minus four. Ready, go!
Oof. Seven. Nice. That's going to be good.
That's a mess. But that's why you roll twice. That's why you do it twice.
Yep.
Oh, that's why you roll three times. That's why you roll three times.
Hey, so, you got a level reroll right now.
Oh, that's it's good damage, too. Mm.
Well, you reroll the damage.
Oh, we roll it all. Okay. You know what? Why not? When else am I going to use a level reroll? Except for right when I get it.
Any other time during the level. Oh,
nope. Same thing. Exact same thing.
Oh, my God.
Boy, howdy.
That's
boy,
so harsh. Annoying.
And this is why I normally don't use level rerolls.
I don't know. You seem pretty to use it last time.
You donkey. You donkey. All right, Praetor, Tyler.
Donkey.
Donkey.
Okay, we're going to do something
sexy.
Stupid.
Spooky.
Stupid. No, we're going
to hilarious.
Scary. Stupid.
Crazy, scary, spooky.
We're gonna,
hilarious.
I'm going to move 30 feet. And I'm going to. I'm so sorry, Patrick. Uh-huh. I'm going to cast another DC 20 will save against Kolveth, who is taking a minus two to saving throws.
What is the range on this spell? Because they are up 30 feet in the air, Tyler.
Oh, they're up 30 feet in the air. Ooh, I may not get to them. Did I move my full 30 feet? I did.
Is that 30-foot spell?
No, it is 25 feet plus 5 feet for every two levels, so that's an additional... I have it? Okay.
Yeah, that's like 60 feet. If it was 30 feet, you're definitely out, but what is the spell?
Charm Monster.
Donkey.
Well, this is close, but 12 minus 2 plus their will. Does this happen to be necromancy? Necromancy?
No, this is charm and mind affecting. Oh, which actually makes this, because it's a third level. Hold on, I gotta check. I forgot that I have a thing that increases the DC. This is DC 21.
They have succeeded. They've gotten a 20 here.
Bummer.
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, well. Good news is, as a mystic, whenever you completely negate the effect of one of my spells... you get to take 12 points of damage.
Tyler's turn never ends. Dude, just, by the
Tyler
way,
like just well played, sir.
Well played, it's, sir.
When things have brains, I'm good. I'm a good. I'm a good person.
I swear.
I'm a real boy. I promise.
I'm a real boy.
Asher and Sky, turn six. On to you.
All right, I'm going to take a shot at...
I think this is your last turn that you would have been dazzled.
She remembered that.
Totally remembered that.
Well, I was about to say, it was five rounds, and it happened like at the very beginning of combat, I recall. So, yes, taking that off your character.
Okie dokie. I'm going to take a shot.
I'd love some help with these.
You're like, I was dazzled.
That was...
Tricked and hit.
Oh, yay. They are going to be off target because they're already flat-footed, so I'm not going to double that up. And that's 43 damage.
Okay. Okay. They are still up, and they are confused, so they are going to take their turn. And the guard does he have the capability of attacking anyone that's outside of the crater? Let's see what the range is on the shadow staff. Yo. Be very funny if he randomly attacked Tyler.
Oh, no, he...
Find it very funny, Tyler.
He has to attack Asher and Sky.
Okay, no, I think he really only has range to the four of you in this crater.
Oh.
Or himself? Is that how...
Well, if you're rolling on the table, then...
Confused works? Yeah, he can potentially attack himself. Do you, Tyler, do you want to roll the D100?
Oh, yeah, sure.
You just don't want low. That's all you don't want. Yeah, 62 is not low. This is... 62 is it hits himself in the head with his rifle, his shadow staff, for a D8 plus strength modifier of damage. Now, tell me these guys got a good strength bonus. Strength is their best. So,
yes. Oh, never mind.
Strength is their best. All right. Well, minimum damage. He bonks himself. He bonks himself good. And we got a couple of snipers on Drew, who, you're fighting over the steps leading out of this crater. They are going to try to each trick and attack you. So this is and attack first with a little knife. And I need to get a 32 for the trick, which, what did I roll here? An 8. Gonna be a miss. And then what is your KAC, Drew?
30.
Ugh, no. Okay, let me try the other one. Nope, 2 failed tricks, 2 misses here. We are throwing some snip snipes down. Let's see who we're attacking. Oh, no. But Tyler.
Oh, they saw what I was trying to do.
It's go time.
No, I didn't mean it.
Trick failed and attack probably hit 7.
Dice. You're hitting on anything that's not a 1. Drew has, Drew, Miles, and Danfram have literally double my KAC.
13 points of piercing damage from the first sniper attack, and then, critical fail on the trick attempt for the other one, but a hit. So, plus, and another 13 on the second, and you gain the burn critical effect, because I rolled a 19 on that attack.
Oh, yeah.
That will take us to Drew, your turn. Okay, these two in front of you, they can't seem to get through your armor.
This is a visual bit. So remember what Zilix's head looks like. This is what he's going to do.
I don't remember what Zilix's head looks like.
His eyes are on stalks up at the top.
Kind of like hammerhead shark.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's taking our move action to swipe.
I can't see. To swipe
the eyelash out of the eye.
Oh, okay. Thank you. It looked like you're doing a little jellyfish hands.
Because his eyes up here. It's all right. Purely visual. All right, which is the one that I actually attacked earlier? Which of these two guys?
Immediately to the south here.
Well, we're going
to
swarm strike this dude. Solo dolo, swarm striker Reno. Let's do this.
Ooh, that's a hit.
20 points of dish.
Okay. All right, he's still up. He's still angry. Redacted. So got one guard here in the back.
Take another shot, that guard.
Shot.
27 to hit.
Hits.
17 points of damage. I keep rolling dog do on my damage.
Dog.
I've rolled like the lowest damage like twice in a row.
Okay. That will bring us to Jamprom. This guy's confused, but he's looking around. He's getting attacked. He's gonna start striking out at your friends. What would you like to do?
I would like to. He's also flat-footed. I'm going to make those 2 attacks again, because I want to. I want to hit him. I want to hit him twice.
Oh.
I didn't do it. Did a bad job.
I saw the 19, and then it rolled right back over to that 1. Fumble. Do you want the crit fumble deck from Paizo?
Let's do the deck.
Okay.
Give me the deck.
Decking him for a kinetic attack. Should it make that noise, your weapon deals damage equal to its item level to anyone who attacks with it until the weapon is repaired with a successful engineering check. Should your sword make that noise, Jibbert? It's going bong.
All right. Reaction, I'm dropping it, and I am slamming him with my shield.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Second attack. Second attack, he blasty.
Hang on a second. I don't know. I don't remember the last time I've upgraded this attack.
Never thought I'd need this.
Yeah, it hadn't come up before. Let me see. I guess I'm
going to have to shield bash.
Finder. Let's see. Ooh, at 12th. Oh, it does increase at 12th level. Nice. Whee. All right. So, indeed, I'm going to... I bang my sword against him, and it dents mightily on his staff, and I let it go. And while he's victoriously looking at his
looking in victory at me, I bring my shield around and I catch him right in the tum-tum.
No!
Tum-tum catch. Hey, for 31.
Oh, gosh. Is this really your damage?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll... Do you do more damage with the shield?
Let's see. It's 20, a 6.
29.
Let's see, what is 3d6 times... I think it's the exact same amount of damage. It's the other thing. Oh no, that's right, because I add 1.5 times my level to this for the specialization. God. Oh, it's so good now. Oh, I'm just gonna use my shield from now on. I'm never fixing that sword. That sword sucks.
Sword's dead to me. Yeah, so you rattle his tum-tum with the shield, and he goes down.
Yeah.
Unconscious on the ground.
Right in the kisser.
Pratier, Tyler, we're back to you.
Oh, boy. I'm just ruining this guy's day.
And I think you should keep doing it. I think you should keep doing it.
I'm right here, Tyler. Don't talk about me like that.
I'm so sorry.
Don't need to talk about me in the third person.
Yeah. Okay. I gotta stop picking on. I was going to try to turn him in. Well, now I can't reach anybody, though. So this might be the only person I can bully.
Well, he's moving... Or she is moving up the side of the cliff.
We're talking about
Cruel Veth, so you'd have to move like immediately underneath them, and then you would be able to probably reach with some spells. Okay. Otherwise,
no, that's not worth it.
Okay.
Yeah, the only spell that could probably reach them at this point is Mystic Cure, which I don't care to use.
You are pretty close to the big old palantir-like crystal in the center of the crater here, and
yeah.
As you turn around, it does seem to be calling out. You hear your name in like every language at the same time.
Yeah, this was my ultimate objective, so I'll go after the crystal.
Oh, that's a shame. What do you do to it?
I don't know. Can I commune with it? Pluck it? Because it seems like it's the energy source for this whole like little thing going on, right?
Yes, make me a mysticism check.
I want to pluck it. My mystical knowledge says that plucking it should be no problem.
Cool. Make me a will save.
Oh, well, that's no problem.
Pray, dear.
Do you forget how many brains I have?
Lim, lim. If this right, mind well, controls Prey Deer, I'm going to be so happy to kill him.
The good news is you have saved. The very bad news is Prey Deer is hit with a shock of mind damage, mental negative damage. I think it's just untyped psychic damage that is blasted into your mind.
Mind bullets.
But the good news, also, you do not gain the confused condition. there's good and bad news. Okay, let me roll maybe the most damage I've rolled in this campaign so far. Bing, bang, bong. This seems like a unreal potential number here. Ooh, that's not pretty bad, actually. I rolled one double digit on 14d12.
Wow, okay, well.
Half damage, though, so you got that going for you. What is... 35, 36, 37, 38?
What's 38 minus 12?
6.
Tyler, how are you doing? Was 12 a significant number for you?
So that's the amount of damage. So if I were to use my Mystic Connection Share Pain,
I can
spend a resolve reaction to... try. I don't even know if it would work because it's usually the foe makes a will save to reduce the damage that you take from the attack by my mystic level, which would be 12. So that would take it down to 26. The problem is, even if all that happens, I have 22 hit points. So there's no way I can reduce it to a number that doesn't make me go unconscious here.
All right. And Praetir's out of action.
That is a bucket load of damage.
To be fair, you're also on fire, so make me a reflex save for that.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, typically being on fire, not good.
Well, does that mean I lose a resolve point?
This technically burning condition, I think, happens at the beginning. Let me double check.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Boop, boop, boop.
I mean,
at the start of each of your turns, yes. So you take 7 points of damage, but it doesn't matter. You're still at zero.
Yep.
Still at zero.
And
okay, that's going to take us to round seven. Then Asher and Sky, your Presidente, your Prime X is downed.
I guess that I will try to help Zilix with the snipers.
I guess.
If I have to. Yeah.
There's 40 people more bothered about it.
I'm not sure there's much I can do. Oh, I do have stabilize with Sky. Sky can stabilize. So I could go and help Praedir.
Yeah, Drew's probably got this.
Yeah, Drew's got it.
Zilix is so strong. He's got those nanites. It's like there's millions of little Zilixes running around.
I'm going to attempt to save Praedir. I'm going to stabilize him.
All right. As Sky, kind of their light spreads out from your mystical tattoo here over Praedir, you hear in your head, you know, Asher. And perhaps the darkness, almost like fingers spreading out from this orb in the center, trying to grasp at the dying condition, the death that hangs around Praedir. It resists. Make me a will save.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
14.
Oh, yeah.
You have a level
reroll. Can I reroll that? Let me reroll that.
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
Wow. 18.
Not good enough. Praedir still dying. It seems like it wasn't enough. But I will say Praedir is in its kind of area of effect. It's like dark shadow has fallen over your commander. Right, on their turn, I think I just have enough for Krulveth to get up and out of the crater on their turn, and you hear them over calm say, retreat, we cannot win. And these loyal sniper soldiers, if you want to make attack of opportunity, can, Drew, are going to go straight up and try to get out of the canyon as well.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to kill one of them.
Are you?
Let's see. You can do it, Drew.
The dice will tell us. That is a hit, and that's enough to bloody this one, but he's still alive, Drew. He's not dead.
Look, he's going to run away, but obviously we have other stuff to worry about.
He's not dead at all.
Every right. time he sees that scar, though, he's going to think of your face.
Yeah, he's going to be like...
And shake in his boots.
He's going to remember when I cleared that eyelash out of my eye on the big stalk.
Right.
So I'm okay calling the combat here because they are in full retreat mode for, I mean, 7 more rounds, at least for Krulveth. Is that right?
I feel like we should all get in the vehicle and chase him down.
Everybody get in the stomper. Go!
Which one? They're kind of fleeing in different directions.
We should probably, for the good of the galaxy as a whole, just flat out murder Krulveth.
Yeah,
like, I know we don't want to be murder hobos, right. but what has she done other than...
So the main problem is it's going to be so hard to catch up to them at this point.
Let's handle the crystal, then we'll get in the Peridot Peregrine. Peridot Peregrine, you got me.
No. The Peridot Peregrine, you were correct.
The Peridot Peregrine, and then Blaster from Orbit is the only way to be sure. Yeah.
I mean,
well, you can make this decision here, but Praedir is still clinging to undeath in the icy shadow of this orb in the middle of the...
Wait, he's undead. Can we give him potions? Is that... Yeah. Are we allowed to?
Yeah.
It's also like the final stupid thing about being a Borai is like you're both living and undead for all things that affect those things. Hmm. Whatever's the worst. Okay. It's so frustrating.
Right. So as you're trying to drag him back to the land of the living Asher and Sky, you hear your name, and then Jamfrom, as you get closer to it, you hear Jamfrom issuing forth from this orb of Misaxanoi.
I approach the crystal orb.
And as you reach out, almost...
I don't reach out with my hand. I raise my shield.
Oh! As you reach out, maybe to touch it, you pull it back and raise up your shield. The orb's reflection is caught in the shiny metal here as it looks deep into itself, into the inky darkness. We zoom in on this as it says, "To be continued." How many times have we had, like, the impossible combat and then just had a brief break and a week episode break and all of my dice are cooled and you guys begin rolling rocks? It just happens all the time.
It's kind of how it goes.
Can
yeah.
I, it's very great. Can I tell you what I wrote down in my notes this week?
Yeah, what?
I'm back. That's all I wrote.
I'm back.
Mid-combat.
Oh, for this
combat.
Week. For this week.
She wrote combat.
For this week.
Combat.
Mid-combat. Yeah, I mean, mid-combat, because that's where we started. And
but really, it was end combat. It was back. Yeah. That was like the back 10% of combat.
The notes yeah, for this sure. week. Right. So that's going to do it. We have decisions to make before we play next week, what you guys want to do next. But boy, it is one thing I will miss from both Pathfinder and Starfinder first edition is magic can be very powerful. Save or suck can suck. It's like, oh, you want to play this week? No, no, no. You're mind slaved to the big boss. Sorry. Oh, you wanted to have your boss kill Tyler finally? No. No. No, no, no. Fear effect. Okay, that is going to do it, guys. Thanks for playing with me. Short one. Short one.
Thank you.
Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you. This
could have been like 3 hours long. Like just going down and but the dice tell the story. We don't get a chance to really affect them. Thank you, listeners, for listening. We have a good amount more of Book 6 of Horizons of the Vast Starfinder First Edition here. We will catch you on the next episode. So long, everybody.
Good night.
Yeah. Maybe at peace.
Listening to Cosmic Crit, the Starfinder role-playing game and adventure paths are trademarks of Paizo. All Pathfinder and Starfinder images are property of Paizo and are used with permission.